today I want to talk about how do you implement change. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, and I want to read verses. Now listen, let me just give you the backdrop. Joshua done got the command. He done got strong. He ready. He got the cause. He got the command. He got the calling. He got it all. And he's ready, right? And see, here's the thing. It's kind of like when you hear a message. You get all charged up. You come up at the altar for prayer, right? And then you know, you ever seen that movie, Failure to Launch? Amen. You go up, and then you come right back down, right? You get all the messages. You get the message, but then when it comes time to implement it, that's where we start falling short. Amen? Because I can say a whole bunch of things, but unless I implement it in my life, it means nothing. Amen? So Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 10. Amen? If you stand for the reading of the word of God. Amen? It says, then Joshua commanded the officers, knows who he went to first, of the people, saying, pass through the midst of the camp and what? Command the people, saying, prepare. Turn to them and say, prepare. Provisions for yourself. For within 3 days, watch this, you are to cross. It's not that you might cross. It's not that you may be going to cross. You are going to cross this Jordan. Watch this. To go in. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got to possess this. I got to get this. Watch this. To go in to possess the land. Watch this. This is the beautiful thing about it. Which the Lord, your God, is giving you. You see that? To possess it. Why wouldn't you want to change? If God has given it to you, don't you want it? Amen. I want to talk about this morning how to implement change. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done for us. You've been so good to us. Lord, we can't even tell all the goodness that we have received. But I believe, God, we're in the same place because we refuse to change. Today I'm asking that you would anoint me to preach with clarity, with conviction, with power. Let the people know that I've been in your presence. Let their hearts burn as they hear the word of God. Help them not to tune out, Lord, but let their hearts and their minds be receptive to the word of God. We thank you. We ask that you'd forgive us all of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers. Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Amen, amen, amen. Change. It's amazing because we all desire change. I said this last week that all of us, at some point in our lives, we had to change. It's amazing when you get fired from a job, you have to change. That's what I call forced change. Come on, somebody. There's certain types of change, and I'm going to deal with those, but there's certain types of change that we have a hard time adjusting to. But even the idea of change can be scary. Amen. A lot of us may say, you know what, I can do this. And we make decisions immediately without properly thinking about it. Told you last week that the reason that Joshua was ready for change is because he was called to change. He was commanded. He had a charge for change. Amen. And sometimes God is telling us it's time to move on. Come on, somebody. I told you last week, if you keep hanging around that stuff, you're going to stay stuck. And God is telling you it's time for change, but oftentimes it's amazing how, you know, we want a sure thing when it comes down for change. But what we have to realize is that, amen, that God wants us to step out on faith. Change requires a level of faith. I don't care who you are. You're going to need I'm talking about spiritually. You know, you're gonna need, amen, a level of faith, a measure of faith, if you are to implement change in your life. Because when change comes in your life, it's you walking into the unknown. Somebody here today, I want to tell you, you're getting ready to go into the unknown, but I want to tell you something. Make sure it's God. Come on, somebody, that's telling you this, that's giving you that message. Amen. Make sure it's not your flesh, because our flesh wants convenience. Amen. The flesh will make change very convenient, but if it's change that comes from God, come on, somebody, it requires something. You know what it requires? Sacrifice. Amen. And faith. Because when God tells you to change, you be like, that don't even sound right. Amen. Now, are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. And it's amazing, because God will confirm the call for change in your life. And watch this. And oftentimes we reject that because we don't want to hear that. Am I right? You ever been there? You know, God is telling you, man, you gotta do this. And you wait till the ninth hour, amen, when the clock is getting ready to, you know, roll over, amen. Time is about to expire on you. And watch this. And then you say, you know what, I got to do this. Amen. I want to tell you something. You don't want to implement change like that in your life. You know, some of us, we have the idea of change. Some of us, we know what we got to do. How many know what you got to do? Everybody. I know it. Amen. How many been waiting? Let me see what the outcome gonna be. How you gonna see what the outcome gonna be if you don't take the first move? Amen. God ain't waiting on you. God's ahead of you. You and I gotta catch up with God. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, you know, Habakkuk was confused. He was like, man, all this stuff is falling on around me. God, why is all this evil happening around me, right? Habakkuk is saying, man, listen, God, something is going on. You know what God said to him? Habakkuk, let me tell you something. I'm doing something. In your time, come on, somebody. If I was to tell you, so here's the thing. Sometimes we can't handle what God is trying to reveal to us, amen, because it's too big for us. But if you are a person who is open to change, turn to your neighbor and say, you got to be open for change. I'm serious. You got to be open. If you are a person who is open to change, then God can reveal to you and I what he wants to do. Do I have anybody? You see, we've learned that God encouraged Joshua. Amen. In chapter 1, we find God encouraged him. He said, listen, Joshua, I want you to be strong. Did I tell you that last week before? I said, listen, you got to be strong, right? You know, that he was going to be, you know the reason why God was telling Joshua to be strong? Because he was going to become the catalyst for change. Oftentimes, you may be the one in your family. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all walking with me this morning? Watch this. You may be the one in your family to bring change. Listen, you may be the one to break the curse. I'm talking about those generational curses we got. Amen. You may be the one to commit your life totally to Christ and bring your whole family to the Lord. See, that's change. You see, but here's the thing. See, but the getting to that point can be a little rough sometimes, because it requires you changing. Amen. God told Joshua, Joshua, listen, you got to go do this. Amen. Look what he said to him. Look what he said to him. He said to him in verse 6, he says what? Be strong. You know, God kept telling him this. You know, he kept repeating this. Look at verse 9. He says, have I not commanded you to do what? See, I truly believe that it takes a measure of strength, spiritual strength, emotional strength, mental strength, physical strength to change. I'm serious. I like my yard man. I really do. Amen. Listen, 3 years, we've been cool. We've been deep. We've been cool. But this year, I'd change. I had to bust up the courage. I didn't even tell him. I told you last time. I didn't even tell him. I said, listen, man, let's take a break for 6 months. You know, because I like the guy. He's a Christian guy. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm just using that illustration. But my question to you this morning is, what are you struggling with to change? What is it that you're, what's stopping you? Do you have strength? Have you lost strength? Amen. Or courage? Look what he says. He says, be strong, be courageous. Don't tremble or be dismayed. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That should be good enough, right? And listen, all of us know God is with us, but isn't it amazing, even though we know God is with us, how we are terrified of change? Come on, somebody. So let me show you. Now, here's how I know that Joshua, watch this, took the message seriously. Because verse 10, look what it says. It says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. My, my, my. No, notice what he did first. First of all, Joshua, so first thing he was, if you're going to implement change, the first thing you got to be, you ready for this? And I'm going to use it in Joshua's life. First thing he was prudent. Write it down. He was prudent. P-R. Amen. You know how to spell it, right? He was prudent. He did not wait around talking about change. He implemented it immediately. And notice where he went first. He didn't hesitate. He assumed the responsibility for change, and he acted immediately. The moment you hear the voice of God saying, it's time to move, you got to move. You got to move. Amen. Now, had he kept sitting around saying, oh, well, yeah, I know what God told me. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes we do this. We hear God is great, God is good, and we hear about his awesomeness and greatness and all this other stuff, but yet we do not act immediately. We're not prudent. He was prudent. Notice where he went. He went to the commanders, watch this, the officers, the leaders around him. So when you are implementing change in your life, you got to go to the key players in your life. Come on, somebody. You got to talk to your husband or your wife. You got to talk to your boss. You got to talk to your pastor. You got to talk to the leaders if you're in a ministry. You got to get together and you got to say, it's time for change. But I remember this. You can't make change happen by yourself. Joshua did not say, you know what? Okay, y'all, come on, let's go. He didn't just jump into it. He was wise. And so I want to say this to you. If you want to implement change in your life, you have to be wise. But you can't do it by yourself. You have to get advice. The Bible says there is a blessing in the multitude of counselors. Amen. The Bible says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Watch this. Lean not unto your what? Own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Joshua said, hey, y'all, it's time to change, but I need some help here. Are you with me? He was prudent. But watch the text. The text goes on to say, watch this. Watch this. Joshua said, he said he was prudent. Look what he says. Look what he says. He said, Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying what? Verse 11. Pass through the midst of the camp. Now remember, there are millions of them here. They are literally standing. There are 12 leaders, 12 tribes. They are standing at the edge of Canaan. They've been looking at Canaan for 7 years. They've been saying, man, I'm finna change. They've been saying, you know, we're gonna get that. You've been looking at that house talking about, I'm gonna buy that house. You've been looking at that car saying you're going to buy that car. You've been looking at that dress saying you're going to get that dress. But guess what? You've been talking about it for a long time. And can I tell you something else that's going to help you? Amen. If you're going to implement change, you need a strong spiritual leader. I don't think you're hearing me. A strong spiritual leader can advise you on how the change is supposed to happen, because God is communicating with the leader, with somebody in your life to direct you in the path that he wants you to go in. Are you with me? Are we talking? Watch what he said. He said, pass through the, so look what he did. He passed through the midst of the camp. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to command the people saying, I'm going to get to that. So the next thing he did, not only was he prudent, but you ready for this? You ready for this? He planned. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to plan this thing. You can't just step out on this thing. You got to plan this thing. You got to get out there, and you got to dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure you're not leaving a bill behind. A lot of us want to plan, right? And we're going to get lights in somebody else's name. Amen. I caught you there, right? You know what I mean? Ain't even your lights. You ever realize that? If it's in somebody's name, it's not your lights. You are stealing in the name of the Lord. Talking about Jesus did this. Listen, God don't bless a mess. And God may be in your waiting period causing you to get your stuff together so that he can really bless you. When God blesses you, you ain't got to hide. When God blesses you, you can walk right in and use your social security number. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Your driver's license. Amen. I'm about to say something. Amen. You don't have to use nobody's stuff. He planned. So here's the thing. If we're going to implement change, we have to stop and say, okay, all right, so, okay, what's step number one? Step number one is, and may I say this to you? A lot of us want to make step number one about money. God already said it's yours. It's yours. I'm saying it one more time. It's yours. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to. What God is trying to get you to see, you and I, is that we have to look at the whole picture, and we got to plan properly. Properly plan. There's some things I got to take care of. I got to go take care of it. If there's some people I need to go pay off, I got to go pay them off. Because when I go into Canaan, I don't need you tapping my back talking about I need what you owe me. I don't need that. When I walk into Canaan, I want to have a free spirit. When I implement change in my life, I don't want nobody talking about what I used to do or what I owe you. I don't owe you nothing. Amen. I owe you a handshake. Amen. I never forget when we moved our church from Sugar Land to Houston. We owe that lady $7,000 we owed the landlord, right? And I kept saying, I kept thinking about how we're going to pay her off, how we're going to pay her. And I just let that thing sit dormant for about 2 years. But when God was getting ready to change, right, the lady called me up and said, listen, if you settle for $2,000, I'll take the $2,000 and wipe the debt out. We did it because where we were going, we didn't need that on our back. What I'm trying to say is change is more complex than you think. Are you following me? In other words, they're getting ready to go over into the land of promise that God was about to give them, but they had to plan, but they had to take care of some stuff before they walked in there. Now, watch this now. He says, passed through the midst of the camp. And notice what he says next. He says, I want you to command the people, saying what? Prepare what? Provisions. Watch this. For what? Can I say this? If you want change, you can't always want to jump on somebody else's back. You can't keep riding with somebody to get to your change. I'm going somewhere with this. You and I have to understand that God said to them, prepare what? Provision. So next thing, not only did I see he was prudent, he planned, but he prepared provision. You know what that word provisions means? Food. In other words, they understood that they needed some things in their lives to sustain them for the journey. And sometimes we just jump in the car and we ride. I'm changing. And then we run out of gas. And we ain't got no money. And we somewhere between Florida and Alabama, and we're saying, man, Lord told me to do this. And I know the Lord ain't going to let me be out here by myself. And I know God is going to bless me. And guess what? You stepped out in your flesh. God didn't command that. Because if God commanded that, you would make it on fumes where you need to be. I wish I had somebody. When God commands change, watch this, you will get there on a wing and a prayer. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. The needle pass E. I don't even know what that's called. That little, you know that little thing that stopped the needle? It break. That's how many times you done. Look, it's going this way now. Amen. Provisions, right? Look, he said, listen, go around, tell them folk, they're going to need some food, man. Amen. Get some chicken, get some rice, we finna roll. But make sure y'all plan and y'all are prepared. See, what God is showing us, when you implement change, you got to be realistic. Because sometimes we are not realistic about the change, and like I said, we get halfway and we broke down. And then we're saying, why did God do this? Why did God do this? God didn't do that, baby. God didn't even tell you to move. But it was time. It was time. Watch this. Watch this. Now, this is the part that got me right here. Watch the text. For what? Some of us don't even wait. We don't even wait. We get excited and... You know, this is where people get all excited. Woo, God's doing a new thing. Let's do it. They gone. You can't even see them. They out of here. But watch the text. The text says, for within 3 days. Now, what he's saying to them is not that maybe you're going to cross. See, this is why you need a strong leader in your life. Because the leader knows the timing. The leader knows when it's time for you to make the change. Joshua could have got up and get all excited and said, let's do this thing. And then all of a sudden, they find themselves drowning. Because they're getting ready to cross what? The Jordan. Now notice this. I want to give you this point. It doesn't say this in the text. But I believe Jesus was in the grave 3 days. Come on, somebody. The number three represents what? The Trinity. Manifested power of the Trinity. Watch this. So not only did they need provisions, food for the stomach, but you ready for the next point? He prepared spiritually. Some of us are not prepared spiritually, and we're saying God is telling me to change. It took them 3 days to pray, to fast, to say, God, I'm getting ready to do this thing. God, I'm going to need God the Father. Come on, somebody. I'm going to need the Holy Spirit. I'm going to need Jesus if I'm going to change. Because this change I'm trying to implement in my life, amen, is tough. But guess what? It won't be tough if you're prepared spiritually. Listen, you can handle it. And here's the thing. When you spend time praying about how to implement change in your life, watch this. You're not going to settle for less. You're not going to compromise your purity. You're not going to, hello somebody. You're not going to settle for mediocre. Because when God is in it, come on somebody, and you have a word from God and you have prepared spiritually and you've been praying and you've been talking to God, and then God said it's time to move. Listen, God had told them it was time to move, but here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to prepare themselves. Listen, spiritual strength will get you through some of the toughest days of your life. Spiritual strength, that is. Joshua is there, and he's like, man, Lord, we going to do this. But here's the thing. He says, in 3 days, y'all, I want y'all to prepare. Now remember this. People are going to resist change. Now, there are millions of people here, right? And here's the thing, if nobody is praying, that's why I didn't say in the text, but I'm assuming, why did it take 3 days? It didn't take just 3 days to get the food. They were preparing for food, but they were also preparing spiritually, because if you keep reading on, you'll see that they raised the banner of praise right after this. And they rose the banner of praise because they understood that the only way to conquer your enemy is to praise your way through it. Come on, somebody. And so we find that he was prepared spiritually. And I'm saying to somebody here today, you gotta come to Bible study. Let me just say that to you. Because the change that you're trying to implement in your life, you're going to need a little Bible with you. You're going to need a little depth. Amen. And here's the thing. You have to mature. And sometimes people think they're mature because they read their Bible. My question is, how are you applying it? Let me tell you something. Don't fool yourself now. Because the devil will cause you to fool yourself to think you're really applying this word. And here's the thing. If you're not living holy, you ain't applying it. Let me say it one more time. If you're not living holy, you're not applying it. Amen. The Bible says, make no provisions for the flesh, because the flesh, amen, wants provision. Hello, somebody. So what you going to feed it? Negativity. Amen. The flesh want that. That's what the flesh wants, but the spirit wants food too. So if you're going to implement change, you have to prepare spiritually. But here's my last point. I'm going to sit down. We're going to be out of here. Look what he said next. He says, for in 3 days we're going to cross this Jordan. To go where? Don't jump over that word too fast. To do what? To possess this. Yarash in the Hebrew. The word means to take possession of. Take what's yours. If you're going to implement change, you got to take what's yours. You have to have an object of where you're going. You have to have a vision. You have to have a plan. But watch what he says. He says to go to possess the land. This is the part I really love about this text. He says, which the Lord, watch this, your God. Which the Lord, what? Your God is what? Is giving you. To what? To possess it. So let's talk about this. First of all, it's yours. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's already mine. This change, come on, you got to talk to your neighbor. This change is mine, this change. You got to tell them, this change is mine, it's mine, it's mine. Listen, God has already given it to me. Watch this, it's mine. He said, I'm finna go in there and get that thing. Because guess what? Here's what Joshua was doing. Joshua was was painting a picture for them, but Joshua was getting them ready for their expectation and their anticipation, actually. Come on, somebody. They were about to anticipate what? What they were about to receive. And we learned last week that expectation and anticipation are two different things, right? And so whatever you anticipate, here it is. He said, listen, let me paint this picture for you. Here's the thing. You're going in here and you're going to get this. So the last thing he did, you ready for this? You ready for this? This last point. He believed in the promise. He believed in the promise. Somebody here today, I want to tell you something. Change is not going to happen for you if you don't believe the promise. Listen, I know what the man done told you. Amen. I know he done got in your head and woo-wooed you. I want to tell you, he done made you a bunch of promises. But I want to tell you something. If it ain't of God, if it ain't God's promise, if it ain't what God says you're going to possess, watch this. You better change who you're getting your word from. Because you may change your life and end up in a crisis. Come on, somebody. He says, listen, we're going to get this, but you got to believe in the promise of God. God says you can have it, it's yours. And I thank God that he believed in his word. I thank God today that in order for me to implement change in my life, I got to be prudent. Come on, somebody. I got to stop procrastinating. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're going to stop doing that. Amen. I'm gonna be prudent, but I'm gonna be wise. I'm gonna plan this thing. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna make sure.